The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
In a daring operation in the pre-dawn hours in 2 a.m. local in Caracas, 1 a.m. East Coast time, U.S. Special Operations Forces flew in from off the coast of Venezuela to snatch Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife. President Trump announcing the news on Truth Social a short time ago. I'll read it for our viewers. It says, quote, "The United States of America successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. This operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. Details to follow. There will be a news conference today at 11 a.m. at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump." And just before the assault force arrived at Maduro's compound, you can imagine the intelligence that U.S. intelligence agency had to know where to send the assault force to be able to locate and grab Maduro as well as his wife. You had numerous airstrikes throughout Caracas targeting Maduro's forces at a military base in Caracas as well as an air base, also Venezuela's largest port. And this is something President Trump has been threatening for months. It started with the drone strikes on the alleged drug boats in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific, over two dozen to date, killing over 100 people. You saw it when U.S. forces seized, as a law enforcement matter, the oil tankers that the Trump administration said were associated with the Maduro regime. The goal is to cut off the drug and oil revenue stream for Nicolas Maduro. And for months, we've heard President Trump say that Maduro must go. And Maduro was very defiant, despite repeated threats from President Trump. Over 15 times, President Trump said he will be striking on land, likely either the Delta Force or SEAL Team 6 flown with the 160th Special Operation Aviation Regiment, the Night Stalkers, the most elite pilots in the world. It's notable we saw the video of those U.S. Army helicopters flying low over Venezuela under the cover of those airstrikes in darkness, that you didn't see any Venezuelan surface-to-air missiles or AAA anti-aircraft fire. And it's notable, Griff, that I spoke to Elliot Abrams, President Trump's former special envoy to Venezuela recently. He said this was a showdown between President Trump and Nicolas Maduro, and there could only be one winner. And that is why President Trump likely did not back down. You had this large military buildup in the Caribbean. You have about a dozen warships offshore. You have the USS Gerald R. Ford strike group that was rerouted from Europe, came to the Caribbean. You have the USS Iwo Jima amphibious assault ship. You have dozens of helicopters aboard there. Of course, dozens of strike aircraft aboard Ford. You also had squadrons of F-35 stealth fighter jets from the Air Force that arrived in Puerto Rico in recent days, from the Air Force, including the Green Mountain Boys from Vermont. You also had the Marine Corps F-35 Bravo version also on the ground in Puerto Rico. She had this large armada and firepower assembled. You had KC-135 refueling planes in the Dominican Republic. President Trump offered no indication that he was backing down from his threat. And President Trump, when he makes these threats, typically follows through. And that's what we saw in the pre-dawn hours this morning. And again, there could only be one winner in this showdown, and it was not Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, it appears.
Lucas, back in October, President Trump sent a clear message to Maduro saying this.
It has been reported that Maduro offered everything in his country, all the natural resources. He even recorded a message to you in English recently offering mediation. What should we do to stop that?
He has offered everything. He's offered everything. You're right. You know why? Because he doesn't want around with the United States.
It just was the right time to do it. We had to do it. Because it's a war. We're losing 300,000 people a year. We don't lose that much in a war, okay, if you look. And we had to do it. But he was in a house that was more like a fortress than a house. It had steel doors. It had what they call a safety space where it's, you know, solid steel all around. He didn't get that space closed. He was trying to get into it, but he got bum rushed so fast that he didn't get into that. We were prepared. We had, you know, massive blow torches and everything else that you need to get through that steel, but we didn't need it. He didn't make it to that area of the house.
Can you tell us where Maduro and his wife are right this second?
Well, they'll be heading to New York. You know, they were indicted in New York, and also.
So were they taken to a ship first and then?
Yes, to Iwo Jima. They're on a ship.
Okay.
But they'll be heading into New York. The helicopters took them out, and they went by helicopter in a nice flight. I'm sure they loved it. but they've killed a lot of people. Remember that. They killed a lot of people. And
a lot of Americans.
Even people in their own country. They killed a lot of people to maintain power. He's a very vicious person.
Wow. You never know what news you're going to wake up to in these days. There's so many takeaways and angles to this stunning story. Just the way that President Trump went in and took out Maduro, grabbing him in the middle of the night before he could get to his safe house, sending in dozens and dozens of U.S. helicopters, all hands on deck for this operation. And to get in and get out without losing a single U.S. soldier. Again, there are so many different takeaways and angles to this explosive story. Welcome back to the Trumpet Daily. I'm Sam Livingston. I will be your guest host on today's show. If you have any comments for the show, you can send those to td@thetrumpet.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Rumble channel as well. Thank you for joining us on today's show. I'll just start with a few of the details about what happened here in Venezuela. For months, President Trump has been amassing more Navy ships off the coast of Venezuela. We've covered the story about all of these drug boats being targeted, being blown up. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have died from drug overdoses, and Donald Trump, rightly so, is taking action against this war that has been waged on the United States for decades. The amount of Americans who have been killed because of these drugs that are being run in to the United States, this fentanyl crisis that ultimately China is responsible for. But then you look at these cartels and these gangs, Tren de Aragua, for instance. These are Venezuelan gangs. And Mr. Fleury has pointed out how a lot of these groups are sent in. These were Obama's foot soldiers. They wanted these gangs in the United States to terrorize U.S. citizens. And we saw that through that affliction. We saw Americans murdered by these gangs. We saw Americans murdered by these bioweapons, essentially, that were run in to the United States. And President Trump has responded. He's responded by blowing up those boats, and now has responded in a very powerful and bold way to go and capture Maduro, to bring him to court, essentially. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. I know that he was indicted several years ago. I think that was even under the Trump administration. But he was indicted because Maduro was enabling and working with these drug traffickers. And he works with Putin. He works with China. He works with Iran, all of America's enemies. He enables them. And that's right off of America's doorstep. And President Trump has called him out over that, and now President Trump has removed him, and we'll see what happens. He was indicted in the Southern District of New York, and that's not a district that particularly favors Donald Trump, and Maduro could very well be that he walks free, but nonetheless, he's probably not going to be able to return to power in Venezuela, so a strong man has been deposed. And there are a lot of questions about what happens next. There's a lot of people patting Donald Trump on the back over this move. I mean, it's exciting to see these people liberated from a dictator, from an authoritarian, essentially from Hugo Chavez. Venezuela was a prosperous nation for a long time, and then socialism, communism took over. Hugo Chavez died in 2013, and his successor, Nicolas Maduro, took over. Nothing changed, kept getting worse. And again, it's exciting to see people celebrate. It's exciting to see them liberated. But there are a lot of questions that remain unanswered, as we'll cover in this program. I wanted to start by just alluding to or pointing to an article that's already up on thetrumpet.com by Mr. Palmer about this raid, about Maduro being taken out. And he notes Leviticus 26 and verse 19 that says, and this is one of these curses that has afflicted, that God has sent upon the United States and Britain because of our nation's sins. And I will break the pride of your power, it says there in Leviticus 26 and verse 19. For decades, we've seen this. President Trump mentioned Jimmy Carter and just that failed attempt to rescue those hostages in Iran in 1979 that resulted in the death of U.S. troops and those helicopters being shot down, and how embarrassing that was for the United States. He talked about Afghanistan under Joe Biden and how embarrassing that was for the United States. And Mr. Palmer points to 2 Kings 14, verse 26 through 27, where God talks about this temporary resurgence, saving the United States by the hand of Donald Trump, this brief respite from this curse. And you see that the footage of those helicopters going into Caracas. I mean, that is bold. It's amazing what the United States can do because of the blessings that God has given this country to liberate people from suffering and to do it in a couple of hours. Decades that people have been oppressed can be removed just like that with some right leadership. Verse 25 of 2 Kings 14 talks about the coasts of Israel being restored. We know that Israel and the United States and Britain in prophecy, this refers to America and Britain. Look at one aspect of this story, going back to Amos 7, and it starts with those few verses about the affliction brought about by the Obama administration. And one of the first things that they started doing was undermining the Monroe Doctrine, this doctrine for centuries that the United States would secure its hemisphere, would secure its neighborhood, that it resided, just common sense. But Obama got in there and he didn't like U.S. power. He didn't like the United States telling other nations what to do, especially not enemy nations. He wanted to empower Cuba and Venezuela and Iran. This is an article from November 2013, again by Mr. Palmer. It's titled "The Foolishness of Ending the Monroe Doctrine." He writes he starts by quoting John Kerry. I remember this quote. John Kerry says, "The era of the Monroe Doctrine is over," proclaimed U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on November 18, 2013. Mr. Palmer writes, "That was a historic proclamation, but what he said next was perhaps more surprising. That's worth applauding," John Kerry said. "That's not a bad thing. And look at what happened as a result of that. The illegal immigration, the drugs pouring over the border, these cartels being allowed in the United States to terrorize and afflict our nation. And there's a temporary resurgence by the hand of Jeroboam." Mr. Palmer writes, "And with that, America proudly rejected a 200-year-old pillar of its foreign policy. The arrogance is astounding. According to Kerry, the nearly 40 presidents who upheld the Monroe Doctrine did so for no good reason. It was a foolish, evil, imperialist doctrine, he appears to think. Finally, we have a president and secretary of state wiser and more virtuous than all those who went before." Now that's the Obama administration. That's the administration that brought in great affliction. And it was enabled because of the sins of the people. Go through Daniel 8 through 11. Read America Under Attack. Why is all of this happening? I mean, we've got to ask personal questions of ourselves. It's easy to just say, well, it's the communists, it's the radical left, They're writing these crazy laws. Well, what's going on? Why is God allowing that to happen? Now notice, just in contrast to that Obama administration, notice this clip from Donald Trump in his press conference following Maduro being taken out of Venezuela. This is clip 6.
Furthermore, under the now deposed dictator Maduro, Venezuela was increasingly hosting foreign adversaries in our region and acquiring menacing offensive weapons that could threaten U.S. interests and lives. And they used those weapons last night. They used those weapons last night, potentially in league with the cartels operating along our border. All of these actions were in gross violation of the core principles of American foreign policy, dating back more than two centuries, and not anymore. All the way back, it dated to the Monroe Doctrines, and the Monroe Doctrine is a big deal, but we've superseded it by a lot, by a real lot. They now call it the Donroe Document. I don't know. It's Monroe Doctrine. We sort of forgot about it. It was very important, but we forgot about it. We don't forget about it anymore. Under our new national security strategy, American dominance in the Western Hemisphere will never be questioned again. Won't happen.
The Donroe Doctrine. He says American dominance in the Western Hemisphere will never be questioned again. Won't happen. Again, it's exciting to see the United States liberate people. It's exciting to see that power used for a good cause. But again, in all of this, we have to remember it's temporary. And why is God allowing that to happen? Is God in the picture? Is God in the picture when President Trump is talking about doing all of these things? If it's not pointing people to God, it's ultimately in vain. It can be a right thing for a little while, but in the end, if it's not pointing people to God, it will fail. And what's amazing about all of this, as we'll cover in a few minutes, is just seeing how God can use Obama and God can use Trump to make sure Bible prophecy is fulfilled. Two very opposite individuals, but they're not turning people to God. There's just those two ways. Psalm 127, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain." If God isn't involved, all of this is in vain. Listen to another clip from President Trump praising the U.S. military, talking about the U.S. military. Like I said, it's exciting to see this temporary resurgence. It's exciting to see some pride in that power that God gave this nation. But again, why did God give it? We've got to get back to those fundamental questions. And that's answered in the United States and Britain in prophecy. Notice this clip, though, from his press conference. And just note, again, just how confident and in many ways just arrogant, prideful in physical things, physical weapons, in men. This is clip 2.
"I want to thank the men and women of our military who achieved such an extraordinary success overnight with breathtaking speed, power, precision, and competence. You rarely see anything like it. You've seen some raids in this country that didn't go so well. They were an embarrassment. If you look back to Afghanistan or if you look back to the Jimmy Carter days, they were different days. We're a respected country again, like maybe like never before."
We're a respected country again, like maybe never before. And in one sense, that can be true. He keeps people guessing. It was not what I thought I would wake up to Saturday morning. As many commentators said, this was audacious. This is probably the boldest thing he's done, even more bold than bombing Iran. But the way he spoke about Iran, it's as if that problem was solved. And people will be taken aback when Iran rises again, Iran pushes at Europe. Iran has this power. It's just, well, we solved a little piece of the problem, but we didn't finish everything. We didn't go all the way with it. And I think this is, again, what we'll see in Venezuela. That's fascinating to see. I'm getting ahead of myself, but we heard a message recently about the United States involvement in Iraq in the early 90s. And they took out a strong leader. Well, ultimately, it was another decade later until Saddam Hussein was taken out. And that's a good move to take out an evil dictator. But if you're not going to finish the job, and nobody wants to finish it because nobody wants to be the big evil empire colonizing nation, when the reality of it is it doesn't take a lot to bring stability to those areas. But we took Saddam out, opened the way for Iraq, and like Mr. Gerald Fleury said, before it happened, Iraq fell to Iran. And we'll probably see the same thing happen. It's just like in Syria. But sure, you take that strong man out, and it's exciting, but who's going to move in? Germany is going to move in. That's amazing seeing all of this happen, seeing Psalm 83 be fulfilled. But you take out this strong man in Venezuela, and if there isn't a plan, if there isn't willingness to go in there and finish all the way, well, Europe's going to swoop in. Germany's going to swoop in, as we'll cover. It's like President Trump is just clearing the way for all of these Bible prophecies to be fulfilled. Remember that quote that was at the end of the year montage just last week. It was a quote from Mr. Fleury's article in the Trumpet magazine, March 2025, titled, "Why God is Saving America Through Trump." He wrote, "God is temporarily saving America by the hand of Donald Trump. For this, we can be very thankful, but why is he doing this? Not because of the nation's righteousness, not so we will put our faith in politicians or the political process. You could say even so that we're not putting our faith in the military." Mr. Fleury says, "God is saving America to give us one last opportunity to repent and turn to Him. He is creating some stability to provide His prophet and His work the means to trumpet one last warning." That strike in Venezuela, going after those cartels, that can bring some stability to the United States. But a lot of people are going to be excited about America's back and worshiping Donald Trump, praising him like a king. But why is all of this happening? One last opportunity to repent. Mr. Fleury wrote about it would have been the end of our constitutional republic had President Trump not won in 2016, the other miracle victory of 2016, and God bringing that about to temporarily save the United States. It brings some stability, but we've got to ask hard questions of ourselves. Here's another clip from President Trump's press conference. This is clip 4.
"We're going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. So we don't want to be involved with having somebody else get in, and we have the same situation that we had for the last long period of years. So we are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition. And it has to be judicious, because that's what we're all about. We want peace, liberty, and justice for the great people of Venezuela. And that includes many from Venezuela that are now living in the United States and want to go back to their country. It's their homeland. We can't take a chance that somebody else takes over Venezuela that doesn't have the good of the Venezuelan people in mind. We've had decades of that. We're not going to let that happen. We're there now, and what people don't understand, but they understand as I say this, we're there now, but we're going to stay until such time as the proper transition can take place. So we're going to stay until such time as we're going to run it, essentially, until such time as a proper transition can take place."
It's a pretty epic comment. We're going to run it. We just took over this country. will ensure that they have a legitimate election, not like the one Maduro just stole a year and a half ago. And then Trump seems to indicate we're just going to take care of it. We'll be there for that time to bring some stability, and then you have it again. It's a fascinating, it's a lot like all of those countries in the Middle East. Well, we're going to bring democracy and we're going to let them handle it and then we'll leave. And that hasn't worked in any of those countries. But you look at what will happen in a place like Venezuela, it's predominantly Catholic. They're very closely tied to Europe. And the United States at this moment sees Europe, sees Germany as an ally, probably won't have any problem with them aligning closer to Europe. Maybe Trump would like that. And you say, okay, one less thing for me to worry about. But look at what is on America's doorstep. And this leads to all sorts of prophecies being fulfilled. Ezekiel 5 talks about a siege. Isaiah 23 talks about a mart of nations where these world powers work together to besiege the United States. And we're going to be deceived into thinking we've got allies now on our doorstep. We've got allies in Venezuela and Cuba and Mexico. Some people are talking about Donald Trump doing in Mexico what he just did in Venezuela. I can't see that happening. I shouldn't say that ever. You don't know what to expect here. But you see America, again, clearing the way. What does it mean for the United States to run it? How long does that last for? How long can Donald Trump compete with that element, that power block within his own party that hates this sort of stuff, that are basically aligned with Democrats on this? Well, Donald Trump shouldn't be doing it. The United States needs to mind its own business, which is a preposterous approach to take, to basically say, let Venezuela deal with it, take care of itself. Ignore that Russia uses it, ignore that China uses it, ignore that Iran uses it, that they're dependent on it for oil. Again, we've seen in the past how removing these strong men can lead to other problems. America is clearing the way, and as Bible prophecy says, Latin America is going to be aligning with the Holy Roman Empire. They're predominantly Catholic. They're already closer to Europe than they are to the United States, even just financially with trade deals. Who provides guns and weapons for these nations? President Trump says that the United States is going to be going in there and basically revamping Venezuela's oil industry. This is clip 5.
As everyone knows, the oil business in Venezuela has been a bust, a total bust, for a long period of time. They were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping and what could have taken place. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country. And we are ready to stage a second and much larger attack if we need to do so.
A fascinating clip, sending in the U.S. companies to build Venezuela's oil infrastructure. It's all about money. If we just have money and business, it'll bring prosperity. How much of this is a trap that's being set up for that massive betrayal by Germany, as described in Ezekiel 23? Almost like we're building it for them to swoop in and use. This is from The Atlantic, titled Making Sense of the Venezuela Attack. They write, "This is Trump's most audacious foreign policy decision in either term of office, more significant than the assassination of Qassem Soleimani," which also happened on January 3rd. I think that was January 3rd, 2020. "More significant than the assassination of Qassem Soleimani, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander, or even the strike on Iranian nuclear facilities last year. But alongside the rest of Trump's decisions is an incoherent one. The America First faction of the Republican Party denigrates regime change as a compulsion of neoconservatives, then pulls off a, well, it's a lot of left-wing talking points, but the point that they're making is they're pretty divided on how to handle this, how to deal with these things. You've got, on one hand, President Trump, he did just pardon one of these leaders, I think it was a former dictator in Panama, that the United States removed in 1990. Again, we don't know every detail of how this will play out. It could very well be that not Hugo Chavez, well, the same thing, Nicolas Maduro walks free. Maybe Judge Boasberg is in the Southern District of New York. Can you imagine if he's assigned to that case? But again, it's unlikely that Maduro would return to power. Venezuela has this vacuum right now, and it's fascinating to watch how that void will be filled. The United States is talking tough right now, but they won't confront Russia, won't confront China. They want Germany and Europe to become a superpower. By comparison, Venezuela is pretty easy to deal with. Those helicopters, those planes, they swooped in. I mean, that footage is incredible. That is a heavily populated area. And they're going in there with these precision strikes, and to have the amount of, I don't know the detail on exactly how many troops were sent in there, but to go in there and to essentially raid a presidential palace to get through there, that's incredible. But again, that's just Venezuela. That's a South American dictatorship they took out. And America and President Trump wants to ignore the rest of the world. In that press conference, he said the U.S. military is the strongest and most fierce military on the planet by far, with capabilities and skills our enemies can scarcely begin to imagine. We have the best equipment anywhere in the world. It's tough talk, and he's backing it up with action. There's that element of surprise. He's unpredictable. I'm sure that will make all of these other enemies, you know, think twice about dealing with him. He's backing it up with some action. But again, in all of this, where is God? We have to ask that question over and over again. One more clip from his press conference. This is clip one.
Late last night and early today, at my direction, the United States Armed Forces conducted an extraordinary military operation in the capital of Venezuela, overwhelming American military power. Air, land, and sea was used to launch a spectacular assault. And it was an assault like people have not seen since World War II. It was a force against a heavily fortified military fortress in the heart of Caracas to bring outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro to justice. This was one of the most stunning, effective, and powerful displays of American military might and competence in American history. And if you think about it, we've done some other good ones, like the attack on Soleimani, the attack on al-Baghdadi, and the obliteration and decimation of the Iran nuclear sites just recently in an operation known as Midnight Hammer, all perfectly executed and done. No nation in the world could achieve what America achieved yesterday, or frankly, in just a short period of time.
A pretty impressive strike. And he's got a list of them now to back it up. But almost in every one of those instances, there isn't a plan to follow up. He wants the United States out of there. And then you look back at the United States and you look how divided this country is. We can't bring justice to any of the deep state perpetrators in our own land. There are a lot of Democrats. Mamdani said that, I think he said something like he would protect Maduro because he's the mayor of New York City. I mean, that man thinks he's the leader of his own nation. How can these problems be solved? This is a few quotes from Mr. Palmer's article up right now at The Trumpet titled Venezuela's Dictator Captured, What Next? And he talks about these curses in the United States being loosened for a while under President Trump because God's saving this nation by his hand temporarily to give our people one last chance to repent. Mr. Palmer writes, this is what pride in your power looks like. The fastest regime change operation in modern history. 150 fighter jets and bombers from 20 different bases cleared a path through Venezuelan air defenses. Special forces flew to Caracas, broke into the presidential palace, and grabbed Maduro and his wife before they could lock themselves in their steel safe room. No U.S. soldiers were killed, and only one aircraft was damaged. This is incredible to move through the land that quickly, before Maduro could even be alerted to what was going on. They were banging on his door, banging down the door, and grabbing him. Mr. Palmer writes, to prepare, the U.S. learned every detail about Venezuela's leader, down to the names of his pets. Special forces practiced on a replica of Maduro's safe house, and none of these details were leaked. A lot of congressmen were unhappy about this. They said, well, he needs to tell us when this is going to happen. Can you imagine having to go through that bureaucracy and them leaking to Maduro? I mean, that would be absolutely treason if that happened. And some people are saying that it did, but it doesn't sound like that was the case. Mr. Palmer says, what are the long-term implications of capturing a foreign head of state? President Trump correctly stated that Maduro was illegitimate, but almost every nation views its enemy leaders as illegitimate. How will this affect America's reputation and power in the world? Will we see more leaders try to kidnap their opponents? It's not going to lead to a more peaceful world. In many ways, I think these other nations are going to see this and say, let's go ahead and do this ourselves. Russia and China have tremendous power. Mr. Palmer says, we don't know exactly how these events will play out. We cannot know all the long-term ramifications of America's actions, but God does. He offers the only secure future for America. God warns that your strength shall be spent in vain. It's in vain, like Psalm 127, verse 1 says. It's in vain if you're not turning to God, if God isn't involved in it. Mr. Palmer says, there is great strength there, but America doesn't benefit from it. The Bible warns that a revived Holy Roman Empire, a union of 10 European nations united and guided by the Catholic Church, will be God's tool for punishing America. Maduro is at odds with the Catholic Church. And he quotes some cardinals that were basically just suppressed by Maduro because he didn't want them to be able to organize any sort of uprising. In taking out Maduro, President Trump may have dealt a major blow to drug traffickers and enemies of the U.S. in Iran, Russia, and elsewhere. But he may also have paved the way for Venezuela to align with his Catholic-dominated Europe, a much more dangerous but unrecognized foe. Hence the need for God's guidance. Jeremiah wrote that it is not in man that walks to direct his steps. That's Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. He says, Donald Trump may have restored pride in America's power, but that's not enough. Individually and nationally, we need God to direct our steps. That is the lesson God is teaching the nation and the world through Donald Trump. America is experiencing a reprieve and a resurgence. But unless the nation uses that to turn to God, repent, and let God guide his steps, it will go downhill again very quickly. All of President Trump's impressive, bold moves will simply forge a new road for America's destruction. Imagine seeing all of this, all of these things that they're so proud of, that they celebrate, that they're so excited about. Look at Iran, for instance. He says, we decimated Iran's nuclear capabilities. We've brought eternal peace to the Middle East. peace that they've haven't had for 3,000 years. That'll be pretty jarring when that place blows up again. Oh, well, these solutions, they weren't real solutions. That should be humbling to human beings. The same thing will happen in Venezuela. The same thing will happen in all of these other places where we're so confident and arrogant that we've solved it ourselves. And God basically uses them to correct us. Uses them to say, no, no, you don't know what you're doing. You are walking a path that seemed right to you, Proverbs 14:12, and it led to death because I was not involved. Mr. Palmer quotes Mr. Fleury, if you acknowledge your sins and turn to God, he will lead you to repentance, forgive you, correct and guide you, protect you spiritually, and even protect you physically from the imminent and catastrophic tribulation. This is what God is after. Read America Under Attack if you haven't. Get more of the detail here. We need this big picture perspective when we're looking at these events. Speaking of big picture, the He Was Right booklet has been updated again. That's a lot thicker. There's a lot of content in here. There's a lot to study. And we need this perspective. And it's based on Bible prophecy. In this magazine, or it's almost a book now, there's an article, Europe's Inroads into Latin America. Europe's Inroads into Latin America. I mentioned how the United States cleared the way in Iraq for Iran to take over. We see it happening in Syria, see it in Libya, Lebanon, Gaza, clearing the way for that Psalm 83 alliance. That Psalm 83 alliance that will blot, that's goal is to blot out America and Britain. Are we seeing this again in Venezuela, where we're clearing out the way for the Holy Roman Empire, doing a lot of that dirty work so that that empire can just rise in a day, building the infrastructure for it. Again, whether it's Obama or Trump, God's purpose still stands. And until these nations, until our peoples repent, those prophecies will continue to march along. Back in 2013, Mr. Fleury, he talked about, we've commented on this show, and you can read the articles in the Trumpet about Bashar al-Assad and how he's close to Iran, but Syria's not going to be allied with Iran when all is said and done. They're going to be allied with Germany. And for over 10 years, Assad remained in power. And you could be a critic all along the way and say, well, that's not happening. And then one day, Assad's out. Iran's out of Syria. And who's working to get in? Getting Maduro out of the way. It's like finally having Hugo Chavez out of the way. And that was that same year in Syria, 2013, when Hugo Chavez died. There are a lot of people hopeful that Maduro wouldn't be able to hang on. He seemed weak. He was Chavez's right-hand man, but he didn't seem like he was as strong as Chavez. And then another 10, 12, 13 years of communist rule, basically, in Venezuela. Notice this clip from a Key of David program that Mr. Fleury gave in March of 2013. This is clip 8.
Hugo Chavez just died, and he wasn't a good friend of the U.S., but his country has the fourth greatest amount of oil in the world, and America thinks now this is going to be good for them, that he has died, and maybe they'll get a better leader. But let me tell you, this is not going to be good for America or for Britain or for the Jews in the Middle East, because this Latin American power throughout the South America and Central America is going to ally itself with who? Why Germany and the Holy Roman Empire? And we've been speaking that to this world for over 60 years. And it's all prophesied in your Bible. It isn't something we have to guess about. Latin America is going to become our enemy as well. Now, you can prove that from your Bible.
That's an amazing clip. He said that in 2013 after Hugo Chavez died. Nicolas Maduro, basically his puppet, came in, kept the same regime in power. But that clip applies to January 3rd, 2026. America thinks now this is going to be good for them, that he has died and maybe they'll get a better leader. But in the end, this is going to be worse because they will ally with Germany, a nation that we think is our ally, but will betray us. And look at all of these things and ask, why would God allow that? Why would God say that's going to happen? Mr. Fleury says, Latin America is going to become our enemy as well. And we've been talking about it for well over 60, now it'd have to be 70 years. That clip was over 10 years ago. You can read all about it in He Was Right. Request this if you haven't already. In that article, Europe's Inroads into Latin America, it says, Herbert Armstrong knew far in advance that communism would fail to entice the Latinos and that British and American influence there would dwindle. He knew it would be German-led Europe that would ultimately achieve its long-term goal of economic and religious domination of Latin America. Europe today is rapidly achieving that goal. This is a pretty sobering thing to think about. For how much America is celebrating, I'm sure this year there's going to be a lot of celebrating, that 250th anniversary, there's going to be a lot of celebrating. But if there isn't repentance, and it comes down to this, people are going to look and say, "But we cleared the path for all of this. We opened up Venezuela. We opened up the Psalm 83 Alliance, and they're using it to blot out our nation. We were so haughty. We thought we knew what we were doing." I mean, hopefully that is the response that many people have. We thought we knew what we were doing, and we were dead wrong. Because simple scriptures like Psalm 127, God was not involved. And in all of these events, as Mr. Fleury has stressed over and over and over again, we have to watch Germany. We have to look at these events from that perspective. We have to be informed by Bible prophecy. We have to be informed by Isaiah 10 and verse 5. We have to be informed by quotes by Mr. Armstrong where he says, we don't understand German thoroughness. Informed by quotes by Mr. Gerald Fleury about Germany during the Balkans War, the Yugoslav War, Germany during the Euro crisis. Lots of Americans, again, are excited. They're happy. It's awesome to see that power being used. But if it's not being used to turn people to God to bring about righteousness, again, as I've said, it's in vain. Venezuela is one of the biggest oil-producing nations in the world. A lot of countries are interested in Venezuela. Europe will want that. We'll see Iran take on that Daniel 11, verse 40 through 41 policy of pushing at Europe. It will shock the United States and Europe. Another quote from that same article in the He Was Right booklet says, the May 1962 Plain Truth declared that the United States is going to be left out in the cold as two gigantic trade blocs, Europe and Latin America, mesh together and begin calling the shots in world commerce. We that Monroe Doctrine and all of these things, we don't want communism on our doorstep. But boy, it's fascinating to look at this because that's almost a trap in many ways. You don't want any evil on your doorstep. But to clear out communism and to let the Holy Roman Empire in, that's even worse. But man, we can't direct our steps. We can't see any of it. It's just kind of groping around in the dark, making one good move, but it sets a trap for ourselves years down the road. Again, who can see all of this? God sees the big picture, and He gives us a bit of that. He gives us that with Bible prophecy. People scoff at that, but it's really the only way to understand your world. It's the only way to understand what is being worked out here. Why is this happening, and what does God want out of all of it? South America, again, it's predominantly Catholic, and it is allied with Europe. I've got another clip here that I'll play. This is a Key of David program. It's a little longer clip. It's from January 2019. It's titled, America is Being Besieged Economically. This is clip 7.
The Plain Truth made this statement, recognized the deep importance of the religious roots Europe and Latin American share in October 1957. It said, Latin American nations will join in with the European revival of the old Roman Empire. Well, how about that? The old Roman Empire. This is taken from the He Was Right booklet that we have, and we'll send that to you if you don't have it. And you really, really need to read that, because it will tell you why this is all happening. But it says here, between 2002 and 2011, over 49% of the weapons imported from South American nations came from the EU or European Union, according to CIPRI's Arms Transfer Database. It is also noteworthy that more arms from the EU came from Germany than any other nation. And then Latin America is totally dependent upon the tanks of Europe, which means Germany mainly. Now, this has been going on for the last 10 years, and Germany is leading Europe, and Germany will soon be leading Latin America along with the Holy Roman Empire. This article goes on to say, South America has clearly avoided being dependent on America for critical weapon systems, but it is dependent on Europe. See, they can't manufacture their own advanced weapons, and they didn't want to be dependent on the U.S. or Russia, so they chose to side with Europe. South America is welded to Europe's military system. The alliance is secure. South America's military is hugely dependent on Europe. Now, they have forgotten all about all that foreign aid that we've really given to both of those trading blocks when times weren't so good for them. They've forgotten all about that. That's no, hey, God says, you better beware of your lovers. Beware. You see, God takes offense at that, because God has given us all this wealth, and yet we've turned to trust other nations and not God. And God says, look, I'll take care of your problems and your challenges if you will heed my warnings. He means that. And I'll show you that in a moment where he says he will do exactly that. But anyhow, our spiritual father is angry because we're trusting in men. But again, you have to remember, we can't be besieged economically and in a trade war unless Latin America is a part of that besieging. Then we're surrounded, and it's going to work out badly, and God is actually putting it in their minds to do that because he's very unhappy with us. Now, that may be difficult for some people to believe, but there are many prophecies of your Bible that tell you that, but people don't know what's in their Bibles today. They don't know.
All of those clips that we play from Mr. Fleury, from Mr. Armstrong, it's astounding how current Bible prophecy always is. Prophecies thousands of years ago, and a soundbite from Mr. Armstrong in the 1950s, matches perfectly with events that happen today in our world. These clips from Mr. Fleury talking about this economic siege and Latin America going to be a part of that. Again, this is a temporary resurgence, but that temporary resurgence plays into America being besieged, plays into all of these other prophecies. It's amazing. It's incredible to go back through those clips. And we have to have those. We have to have that inform us as we watch world news, as we watch these events. It was exciting. It's exciting to see that moment of the United States having pride in its power again and dealing with a bad guy and liberating people. But we've got to think long term. And long term is this nation using that temporary resurgence, as Mr. Fleury said, to turn to God? And like he said in that clip from 2019, God is angry because we're trusting in men and people just don't know their Bibles. There's a lot of religious talk. There's a lot of talk about God. But like Mr. Fleury said even earlier or just last week, and that false religion, there's not even a taste of the Bible. They just do what seems right in their own minds, in their own hearts. Well, if you haven't requested a copy of He Was Right Again, you can just get this online right away. You can read those articles. Visit thetrumpet.com. Subscribe to The Morning Brief. Keep up to date with thetrumpet.com because you need that perspective. You need that big picture perspective that only Bible prophecy can provide. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Trumpet Daily. If you have any feedback for the show, if you want the literature, we can send that to you free. Send your request to td@thetrumpet.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again tomorrow.